Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute, reporting from the OECD Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. I'm here with Yvonne Chileshi, who is from the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry in Zambia. In this morning's session, we were talking about how aid for trade can tackle border inefficiencies and reduce trade costs. Can you describe how Zambia has tackled border barriers?
Well, one example that quickly comes to mind is what Zambia has done with Zimbabwe by setting up what we call a one-stop border post. Now, what this means is that traffic that is going through from Zambia to Zimbabwe only makes one stop. In that way, we found that we've reduced the cost of doing business, and also we've reduced the time that it takes to reduce the time that is spent actually at the border. In terms of the days that it used to take, in the past it would take 4 to 5 days to clear goods that are moving from Zambia to Zimbabwe at the border post. And then that has been reduced to a period of less than 24 hours. Then with regard to the cost, what is now happening is that, unlike in the past where you had to go through two inspection points on the Zambian side and on the Zimbabwean side, now all that is being done at one point. Now, in order to ensure that the border post is working efficiently, we've set up a joint committee that basically assesses the work and the traffic flow at the border. We recently had a case where the Zimbabwean side decided to place a scanner on the wrong side of the road, which somehow resulted in traffic congestion. Now, what we did is the committee quickly sat together and looked at the circulation map of the border, and quickly they were able to prescribe what needed to do in terms of the traffic flow, and this was done through the committee. So basically this has really helped us as a country, but what we've also realized is that we still need to do more. The infrastructure that is at the border needs to be improved. We are also looking at the concept of having a coordinated border management, because as you appreciate, at the border we have different agencies. You have revenue authorities, you have people from the health, from agriculture, and you find that these institutions are not talking to each other. So what we would like to do is a situation where we coordinate the agencies so that they're able to work closely together. So coordinate, improve coordination among the agencies, within the agencies, and across the border.